Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Friday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. I don't know if you heard about it, but the Arizona College sophomore to be, Molly Tibbetts, no big deal. I mean, she died. Who cares? I think liberals are forced to talk about an illegal killing a college kid because it came up as a missing. Because they had to discuss it because, hey, this person's missing. We have to go national with it. And then when they found out, not only is she dead, but it was a illegal that did it. Now they're forced to discuss it. And like, wow. The RNC spokesperson, because you can't say spokesman anymore because that's offensive. I say spokesman as in human. Kaylee McEmery said that no American family should be permanently separated. Because, I don't know if you heard Hillary Clinton did a tweet today, it's been a month. These families are still separated. What about those four families? What about the four kids from Benghazi? When are they going to be reunited? Oh, yeah, that's never going to happen. They are dead, the four people from Benghazi.
The kids.
Well, that's what I mean. The parents, their sons that were over in Benghazi.
Yeah.
But anyway, a new California law that's proposed would outlaw speeches dealing with certain issues, including homosexuality and gender identity. And even as a psychiatrist, you wouldn't be able to talk about certain things. I love this because Alan M. DeSchwartz said that there's no, first of all, if Trump did anything with good old porno star, he didn't do anything. That wasn't during the White House. And he put more money into the campaign than she was paid, so it would have came out of his pocketbook anyways. And anyways, why didn't the FBI raid Bill Clinton's lawyer when he paid $850,000 for Paula Jones? I want to know about that and much more. So, welcome, folks, to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And Proverbs 19... 21. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to the conversation, folks. It is a Friday night. I did a magic show last night. I didn't do the magic, I just played drums to it, so it was kind of interesting, and I'm paying the price for it today. I'm so sore, but as many of you know, since I'm playing music, I want to get into this. You may have heard of Strawberry Alarm Clock. Great, great band from the 60s. Had like a number one album, stuff that really kind of like short-lived. But Ed King was in that group. And he later started out on bass with Leonard Skinner, and first album is no, and he got a Fender Strat, and they were sitting around there, and a guy was playing this kind of rhythm stuff, and Ed King just picked up the guitar and And Home Sweet Home Alabama was born. When it's an iconic song. He played from 72 to 75 and then 87 to 96. And he had passed away, and we're starting to lose the good ones, folks. No Eminem to report, no Justin Bieber, only the good ones. But it's sad. He was an amazing, amazing artist, amazing guitarist, and hard to believe. Hard to believe. You sit there and I know what my parents kind of go through when they see these, when this person dies from TV or that person dies from TV, and it's like, wow. Hard to believe. It is hard to believe. That's the world we live in. We get older and older and older, and I got to get into this because Kroger, they say by 2025, the whole chain is going to, they're going to eliminate single-use plastic bags, like the trash bags you get from Walmart, Kmart, Target. Those, I didn't know those were single-use.
Oh, I know. That's what I thought. You could use them for once you take the groceries out of them, you could reuse them for stuff.
I guess they're only single use. I guess we're breaking the law by using them for trash bags and other things and, taking stuff to work with this or whatever. I mean, who knew you could only use them one time? But I guess by 2019, QFC, a division of a Seattle-based division of Kroger, is going to be the first retailer to phase out plastic bags. Kroger anyways, because they haven't had plastic bags forever at Aldi's. Aldi's you bring your own. What a concept. I mean, they act like they're going to, save the world by eliminating plastic bags. It's like, well, we need to ban plastic straws when they make up, one 0.0001% of the plastic. But hey, A for effort. I remember when you used to get milk in containers. I remember my grandma used to get a guy that delivered milk to the door, a farmer. And you had Coke bottles that you returned, and they washed them out and reused them, and many things. The world we live in, folks. But there are people on the left, as I want to move forward on Mila Tibbins. She was killed by sharp force injuries, preliminary autopsy reveals. And there have been people on the left that's no big deal. Well, of course it's not a big deal. I mean, if that was the same situation, but it was a black person and it was a white person that was, have deemed to have killed them, the media would be that's all they'd talk about. That's all they would talk about. But since it was a missing persons thing, and they went viral with the story, and now they found out that, oops, she's dead, and it was illegal that did it. That doesn't fit any of their agendas. It's like Black Lives Matter, they're all over the story if it's a cop that kills a black person or a white person, but if it's a black person killing a black person, they don't want to know about it. Because that makes sense. You know, it's okay for a black person to kill a black person, but white person, oh, we need to get Black Lives Matter because that's when they matter. I mean, a true black person should be outraged with Black Lives Matter when that's when they only care about blacks. But that's a whole different ballgame. But I can't believe when there was someone on like MSNBC that was like, "That's what, you know, it's no big, it's just a thing, just, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Just an illegal that shouldn't have been in this country in the first place." You know? Hey. That's how this cookie crumbles. I mean, when are people going to wake up? The only way they're going to wake up is if someone that's anti against the wall, and they have someone that crosses the border illegally and kills a family member. That's the only way, and I don't even know if that would change them. Well, if that means we're going to have to, we're against all immigrants because... No, we're not against immigrants. You come here legally and do it the right way, we have no problem with you. But when you're border jumping or you're human trafficking or you're sex trafficking or whatever the case may be, no, and you don't have documentation, you're not legal. No, we don't. That's not okay.
That's not. But
there's this notion from the left that, well, guess what, folks? If you're against, they have to take the illegal out of immigrant, because if you talk about illegals, you're talking about immigrants, period. There's no, like, there's no line. There's no line drawn. You can't draw a line between illegal and not illegal. Because you have illegals, and I'm for legal immigrants, but illegals? No, I'm not for illegal immigrants. But hey, that's how the cookie crumbles. You know, they for some reason think that, oh, you're only talking about illegals or legals. You know, no, I have no problem with immigrants. If you come from another country, my family came from another country. As soon as you talk about illegal immigrants, well, every person has the right to be here. Well, then open up your home to them. Take them in. You want them so bad here. Take them in. Take them in. You know, if we have to, if some people have to be inconvenienced for the safety of a majority of the people, yes. Now, we're not going to get rid of, we're not going to cure everything. You know, just like drugs when the war on drugs, I mean, stuff got to change. I'm someone that believes in legalizing every drug. Get it out of the hands of the cartels. Get it out of the hands. I mean, what would a gang deal in if they didn't have drugs to deal in because it was regulated? And when you see how much they make on drugs, then of course you know why they do it. You know, drugs run the war on drugs. Just like banning guns isn't going to solve the problem with the school shooting. I mean, it goes to prove my point again, because you have David Hogg who sits there, and where is he when there's a compound where they're training kids to do school shootings? Where is he? Why isn't he outraged? But you wonder what would happen if some little kid came into a school and started yelling, Allah Akbar, and started shooting up. What would the media do then? I wonder what the media would do if somebody went to a school, yelled Allah Akbar, and started stabbing people with a knife, so he wasn't using a gun. And it was like a Columbine only with knives, and like 10 kids were killed because of it. They couldn't blame the gun. It was a Muslim that would have done it. I'd love to know what their narrative would be. I think they would try to be, I don't know, they would lose their minds. They wouldn't know what to say. Because it can't be, what do we do now? It's not a gun. Okay. He had an assault knife. Semi-automatic assault knife. And they need to be banned. That was pretty funny. Semi-automatic assault knife. Hey. That's what they would probably do. You know, and the RNC spokesman basically said that, hey, no American family should lose their child or be permanently separated because of this thing that happened right here with the shooting. And this is what comes out of Hillary Clinton's mouth today on the real, it's real douche, Hillary Clinton. That's what you need to change your Facebook. You know how, like, real Donald Trump. She needs to have, like, real douche at Hillary Clinton, you know, for her, like, Twitter thing. Families belong together. A full month has passed since the deadline for the administration to reunite families separated at the border. Oh, so let me get this straight. So now, all of a sudden, we have families that have been separated for eons. Going back to Bill Clinton's presidency, we've had families separated. Now, oh, how dare Trump not reunite families? Well, why don't we take the parents of the four kids who were killed in Benghazi because Hillary Clinton wouldn't do anything? When are they going to be reunited? When are those? Oh, yeah, they can't be reunited. They're dead. Yeah. When are the 33,000 emails going to be reunited with Jeff Sessions? Oh, he won't do anything. He's, to me, I didn't want Jeff Sessions from the beginning, and I don't even want him now. See, isn't that amazing? I'm a Trump supporter, and there's things about Trump I don't like. The fact that he chose Jeff Sessions, wow, it's a miracle. You can be an Obama supporter and not agree with everything he says. How this whole cookie crumbles, folks. You know. I don't know where you're listening from or where you're at, but use your head. Just because you're a left, use your brain. If you're a liberal listening, use your brain. Don't just agree with everything the left says because the left says it. Do your homework. Do your research. Do your homework. Because I don't really see a lot of liberals. I mean, there are liberals out there that are like me, but I don't see a lot of liberals out there that are like, well, I support this about Obama, but I don't support, yeah, I don't, you know, no. They're usually 95% all or nothing. They're 95% or higher in agreement, or they're not, you know. I don't know too many liberals that, well, yeah, I liked Obama, but this is what, I didn't agree with this, whatever the case may be. And that's the world we live in. You need to have a brain and think for yourself while you can.
mean,
Rush Limbaugh's getting up in age. Sean Hannity's getting up there. I mean, we need to keep conservative talk going. And there are people that I love listening to, you know. And I think there's going to be people. I don't know. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is kind of like the godfather of
never
conservative talk. Huh?
There'll never be another
one. No, no. He was the one that kind of got the ball rolling. He is the reason why we have two viewpoints. And it's just one of those things that you need to, I don't know how you can support a candidate and agree with 100% of every single sort of thing they do. There has to be, I mean, even with Obama, there has to be something he did. Oh, no, he was perfect. He had a free presidency. That's just how it goes, folks. Trump only has a... Trump would have a scandal-free presidency if he was a liberal. If he was a Democrat, he would have a scandal-free presidency because they wouldn't even bring up Stormy Daniels. They wouldn't bring up any of this crap. Just like Bill Clinton. I'm still waiting for the FBI to raid his attorney when he gave Paula Jones $850,000 to shut her up. And of course she took the money because they'd kill her if she didn't. $850,000 or be killed by the Clintons. $850,000. No, I think I'll just shut up. I love Todd Starnes. I think he's great conservative guy, and I listen to him once in a while, and he's talking about how the California Democrats are preparing for a crackdown on, like, churches and other places where basically they're trying to pass a new law that would outlaw speech containing certain details like homosexuality or gender identity. Like, well, I'm pretty sure you could be pro helping someone, if they believe they're a woman and they were born a man, I'm sure you could help them out. I'm sure you could do that. But if you were to try to say that it's wrong or it's bad, or I'm going to help make you see that you were born a man, you need to stay a man, then I wonder how a Mormon church would survive in there, because Mormon churches, you know, you'd be dang excommunicated if you came out that you were gay. They don't have anything to do with that. Now, if you want to have 50 wives and have fun with the kids and screw around, and then that's okay. But, you know, but like if you were a psychiatrist, or like if you wanted to do a type of biblical counseling, you couldn't direct them one way or the other. You won't be able to buy them books. If you say, okay, well, you're confused about you were born a woman and you think you're a man, well, I think you were born a woman, you are a woman. Nope, you couldn't talk like that. You have to be open. Even if you were someone that says, well, 90% of the people that have the sex change wish they never had it, wish they would have stayed who they were. I mean, if you want to put on the dress and tutu and all this stuff and think you're a girl, once in a while, yeah, but, you know. Reminds me of the Halloween costume. If you ever listen to Mr. Obvious and they did the Halloween costume and the collar decided to be a pirate and cut his leg off so he could have a peg leg, and then his son wanted to be a girl for Halloween, and he's like, okay, yeah, Halloween costume, everything's $21.94 collar, so where do you get the other $22,684? Well, the sex change, Mr. Obvious, duh. You know, I mean, like, if you're a priest or a pastor or a minister or whatever, you won't be able to bring up issues. You won't be able to talk to someone that's confused or doesn't know. Unless you're 99.9% like pro, oh yeah, we'll help you. We support the fact that you want to be a woman even though you're born a man. Unless you're 100% pretty much for that. But there is a huge uprising with Christians and conservatives with this bill, because then, okay, well, then I would do it like this, and then I've said this before. If this bill does get to pass, and I say, okay, well, then I want that not to be able to be talked about. So if you have a problem about gender identity, then you shouldn't be able to go to talk to someone, period, no matter what your viewpoint is. Even if you support the kid in wanting to be a woman, even though he's born a man, you can't talk about it. Because if you're going to censor the one side where I'm like, okay, whatever the case, you know, if you're going to censor one side of the argument, you need to censor both sides of the argument. It's only fair. But, you know, remember, with liberals, it's their way or the highway. They don't have a middle ground where, hey, I support this, but not that. You know, no. But if it's, well, we're tolerant as long as you believe what we believe. You know, and that's the problem we deal with. You know, you have this issue of, well, if you support what I support, yeah, you got, you know, right on. But if I'm tolerant of you, but if you're not supportive of what I support, then I'm not tolerant. You know? See, you're a sexist because you don't like Hillary Clinton, but, you know, see, liking Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Sarah Palin, that's not, you can like them. Liking them doesn't make you not sexist, you know. Like, if you support Al Sharpton, you're not racist, but, you know, if you support Barack Obama, you could be in the KKK, but if you support Barack Obama and, you know, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, then you're fine, you know. The world we live in with this, you know, oh, I support Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I support Ben Carson. I support Sarah Palin. Oh, I'm racist because even though I like Ben Carson, I don't like Obama. I disagree. There's tons of black conservatives that do YouTube videos that, like, yeah, this guy makes sense, but let me see here. I'm a racist because I don't like the liberal Democrats who are brainwashed because they think that the party cares about them. Yeah, they care about you enough to get your votes. I mean, Democrats do so. I mean, just look at Detroit. It's so wonderful. It's the greatest. Gotta love Detroit because that's a Democrat city, you know. And guess what? They're going to bring $750 million and tons of jobs back to the Gary area. That probably didn't, yeah. Now, that's not free money. That's not, you got to earn it. You got to work. You know, God forbid someone actually wants to have a job. That's how it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles, man. You know, there are things that just don't make sense. I mean, but we also live, as I was talking about on Tuesday, this world where, oh, we're going to, well, if we take down all these Confederate monuments, we're going to magically correct our history. They're just going to magically fix our history. And that's the problem. People just think we're going to magically fix all our problems by damaging all these. And when you see these people tearing down the stuff, why is it all of a sudden offensive to them when it wasn't? They've lived there for 20 years, 22 years, and it was there. Got about 27 minutes or so left in the program, just under that, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, Ivanka Trump came out and said that the soaring economy is creating unprecedented employment opportunities for all Americans. And Trump is talking about how the U.S. economy is at the highest level it's ever been in our history, and what do I think, and this and that, and I think there's a lot of jobs out there, but the way the money is, you can't make a living on what a lot of these jobs pay. You have to have almost two jobs to make a living. And it's not, I mean, there's tons of jobs and economic opportunity. I'm not saying that. It's just, okay, well, you try to provide a family on a $9 an hour job or a $10 an hour job. Because let's say you get a $10 an hour job. Let's say you make $13 an hour. Okay, $13 an hour. Let's say you get 1,100 take-home every 2 weeks. Okay, then you take 1,100, then you, let me see here. Here we go. 1,100, you take out. Let me see if I can do this. Here we go. 1,100. Let's say 1,100, say you take out 250 for taxes. Let's say you have 401k, $60 for that. And so you take 1,100 minus 250 minus. You know, 250 minus 60 minus, let's say you have insurance for you and your wife, minus, let's do 350, and you're down to $340 every 2 weeks. That's after you pay your insurance, your 401k. That took a while, but that's what we're dealing with here. There's some jobs out there, but that's it. I mean, if you have benefits. But, you know, I mean, I'm not downing the economy, don't get me wrong. Like I've said before, Obama could have given 100%, could have taken his employee, could have given everyone in America $40 an hour, $40 a week job, you know, $160 a month, and live on that. You couldn't live on that, but hey, that's where this world comes to. And like I said, you know, we're losing the good ones, and as you know, Thursday night, Robin Leach. Welcome back to the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. At 76, he passed away, and you know, now all the good ones are going, because I mean, it's hard to hear that voice, you know. it's hard to think of that show, and you, I can't say his voice, I can't pronounce it. He was incredible. It was incredible, but you know, I mean, that's the world we live in. I mean, people like this, the times are changing in this world. I mean, you go to a lot of these stores now, and they're having less and less people working, and more self-checkout. I'm going to have someone check me out. I mean, unless they got one item and I can quick, easily do it. Yeah, I want to employ people. I want to have people to have a job. You know, I mean, I remember they used to have a show on Discovery Channel called Beyond 2000. I love that show. I wish I could find that on DVD or VHS. That'd be cool to watch. But the problem would be with that show is you would sit there and see stuff that was so out of date. Like, pretty soon, yeah, in about 10 years, we might have a actual phone that's like a miniature computer. You know, now you have it. Folks, I'm going to introduce you to the revolutionary new product from Kyle Products. It's part record player, part radio, part VHS player, part Betamax. It's called the Record Max Beta handheld device. No more will you have to search for your records. You'll be able to play your records wherever you go. Your Betamax tapes, you can put them in your bag and watch a Betamax tape. Who needs the internet when you got Betamax? You know, but going, you know, but that Beyond 2000 would be fun to watch now to see all the technologies that they were going to come up with. It'd be neat just to watch it now to see how close they were to what really happened. You know, they talked about this happening and did it happen? You know, whatever the case may be. You know, but have a portable Betamax player. Yeah. For you young viewers, it's like an old version of a DVD. It's like a jumbo tape cassette. Kind of, you wouldn't even know what that is if you're that young. Oh, wow. Yeah, I have tons of VHS tapes, but no way to play them, so it's like... And I guess they talk about how the VHS is actually not really that bad, after all, you know. Because I guess there's now several companies that are bringing out some of their albums on tape cassette because they say tape cassettes are not really that bad. And I'm like, 90% of what I listen to anymore, I just go to YouTube. I don't really buy much music anymore at all. I mean, if I, because like you go to like Christian concerts, and a lot of times I have like 3 CDs for like $10 or something. And I usually buy them and then, oh, yeah, I forgot about these at the concert. Never opened them. You know, I've already heard most of the songs anyways. But it's like, ever since, like, YouTube and stuff, if I want to hear a song, I'm not, like, one of those, like, mega audiophile people. I'm not, like, you know, like, you know, sometimes the recordings are bad. I mean, I guess I'm used to listening to tape cassette recordings of dead shows by a taper out in the audience. So, you know, I'm used to, you know, hearing... If you have headphones in, I have some dead shows on tape cassette, and if you listen on headphones, you can hear the people talking in the background and stuff, their conversations, you know. But, you know, I'm not one of those, like, super mega audiophile people that is, like... so picky about the sound. I'm one of those people that, you know, you could probably have 2 audiophile things and I wouldn't be able to tell the sound quality difference. Yes. Good old Charles Payne. Yes. Yes, I'm a racist, even though I like Charles Payne, who is black and conservative, but because he's not like Obama and a Democrat, I'm racist. Cause, you know, I like him. Like I like Ben Carson. No, I do believe the economy is firing on all cylinders and we're going in the right direction. We have ways to go. I mean, I think it's going to be, I don't know if we'll ever get to a point where one person can provide for a family of four. I'm going to get into this story, and I just want to forewarn, if you got kids, this is not an appropriate show time for them right now, because this is something that, I mean, this is the times we're living in now. So if you got kids, yeah, they probably don't want them to hear this story, but this is the sad times we're living in. Hospital security guard caught having sex with a woman's corpse, authorities say. A security guard at a Tennessee hospital had sex in a storage room with a dead woman's body, authorities said Thursday. Cameron Wright, 23, was arrested and charged with the abuse of a corpse after at least two witnesses saw him having sex with the body inside a storage area at St. Francis Hospital in Memphis. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said, "Is this wrong?" Imagine having to tell the family member about their loved one. I mean, what is someone like this thinking? Or not thinking? St. Francis Memorial Hospital said in a statement obtained by Fox 13 Memphis that Wright has since been fired, of course. "Treating those who serve with dignity, respect is our top priority," the hospital said. "The behavior of this individual does not represent our hospital and what it stands for. And these actions are completely unacceptable. We are saddened by this incident and are empathetic and sympathetic to the family of the patient." Wright's sister, who asked to remain anonymous, told WREG-TV in Memphis that her brother's personality was childlike and raised questions about his mental state. "I think he is still a good person. He just needs help," she said. "I mean, because anyone that does something like that, there is something wrong with them. Not only am I dealing with her death, I'm dealing with this, and it is not fair," the victim's father said. The woman was 37 years old, and it was a kindergarten teacher, and the organs were donated, and all the stuff, and she's being stored, and it's just, I don't understand this world we live in. Oh, wow. I gotta get into this, because this is, yeah, when you see posts and tweets and different things, and I want you to guess who said this. "I have a following in this country that is unsurpassed by anyone unless you're running for president." No. Nancy Pelosi. Do you agree with that?
No.
Oh, God. We have, yeah, she probably has a following of people who hate her.
Yeah,
me too. Yes, I have her on the countdown clock for, well, I mean, you think about it like this. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the McCain family and everyone who knows John McCain, who is passing away. But he still has the Senate seat. I don't think it's going to be given up until he dies. Now that, I mean, I don't get it. I've said this before. I didn't want him or Barack Obama back when they ran in 2009. I didn't want him. He was a socialist to me. He was a liberal to me. He was more, I mean, he was better than Barack Obama. I will give you that. But I remember when Glenn Beck was saying, "Okay, we got an end result. John McCain, Barack Obama. They're both gonna get to the same point. One's just gonna do it faster. John McCain, you're not really gonna notice it as much, but Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid or a liberal like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, you would instantly see the end result. So, just one of those things, the world we live in, folks. You know, I mean, and that, like when he was diagnosed and almost when he was terminal, when he was being treated for brain tumors and all that stuff, his seat should have been rendered dead. But nope, just one of those things that I don't see. I mean, just like I was commenting today on a post. You know, that I think a lot of people are, some guy goes, well, yep, Trump's going to be in peace now. And I'm like, okay, the only relevant president in recent history to be, there's only been two, and one of them was Bill Clinton. But I get this vibe that liberals think, and I commented on this, that like, liberals think that when Trump gets impeached, he's out of office and Hillary Clinton's coming in. Trump can be impeached and finish out his full 8-year term. It's one of those things that It's one of those things. It's like the single-use plastic bags. Don't use them. Don't worry, come California pretty soon. You know, you're going to get fined if you only use them once or even. I'm surprised California has not allowed plastic bags, outlawed plastic straws. I just can't wait to see gangs dealing plastic straws. Yeah, we get these bags of 200 and I get them shipped in, you know, in bulk and I divide them up, you know. Some people want extra straws, so I cut them in half. Some people don't need the full straw. You know, they use a shorter glass that way they can get two straws out of each one. You know, that's how I cut the product. Hey. Oh, that's...
Really?
Because they always talk about all this crap that, you know... Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to cut it with Dreno.
No. Just take good old scissors and that's how you cut it. See, use the iron scissors. That way they get some iron, which their body would need anyway. But, wow. Oh, what a time, though. But, yeah, hard to believe that, what is it, we play... But as we move on into the Premier League, folks, and wow, I think our next game. What's our next game? Yeah, it's Monday the 27th. We play Tottenham Hotspurs, and I don't know. I already see an up and down season. I already see us taking relegation zone teams and losing to them and beating top seed teams. And okay, yeah, we beat the number two in the Premier League, but then we go and we dominate them. And then we, okay, yeah, if we can do that, oh, wait, we're going to have a easy time with this number 19th ranked team. And then we're going to get our butt kicked. And that's what I see. And I don't know. Now, the big thing coming out is the tweets on the 21st and the tweets with Mini Riola, Pogba's agent, and stuff he said. You know, that Paul Scholes wouldn't know a leader if Winston Churchill was right out in front of him. But Paul Scholes never played on the same pitch with, you guessed it, one of the greats, Roy Keane. You know, Paul Pogba, sorry, but he has 1 in 4 games are great. I think there's a lot. I mean, when you have people at United, and you have people at United that say, like, well, I don't know why Zidane or any of these people are speaking, you know, there's no job at United. No offense, but, you know, like, they have no intention of, at least right now, like, Mourinho's the manager, we know that, but they have, like, they're, at least out in the public, there's not one shred of evidence that they're, hey, we got Mourinho, he's our manager, bye-bye. So, I don't know. I just wonder if the players are like, hey, when Mourinho was asked, can he win a title, a Premier League title with the players he's got, and he wouldn't answer that question. Okay, if that's what he thinks of us, well, then we're going to, hey, we're just, why care if he doesn't care? If he doesn't back it up and say, yeah, we're gonna dominate. Well, he should, if they ask a question, can he win with the players he's got, he should answer it. Not, I'm not answering that. I mean, there's a reason why I didn't want Mourinho. We were going to sell our soul for a title in the second year, and we didn't get it. We didn't get it. And, I mean, I honestly, there was a little bit of positivity out of Mourinho leading up to the Tottenham Hotspurs, but with this press conference, no. I don't see change at United. I see the same old Mourinho doing the same old crap he's always done everywhere he's gone. And that's just how it is. How it is. I just don't. I'm just frustrated because I'm tired of the up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm tired of the, I don't know why the board isn't backing Mourinho. Why he didn't get more than one transfer. Why they didn't spend money. You know, I feel like we're an Arsenal's team where we're a business. And it's like, okay, yep, we're going to win the top four. Nope. I mean, I don't want to sit there. I kind of feel like if he keeps us in the top four and we're in the Premier and we're in the Champions League, no matter how bad we're playing, they'll keep him if he stays. Doesn't mean Jose Mourinho is going to stay, but the board will back him and keep him. I honestly feel that way because it's not about winning titles. It's about, hey, we're in the top four. Who cares? That's good enough. You know. Hey, we're still making millions of dollars as long as we're in the, hey, we're the, who cares about being the number one burger chain? Hey, we're number two and we're making tons of money. I'm getting, I can make $200,000 a month, but hey, $100,000 a month in royalty is good enough for me. I'm happy with second. I'm happy. I'm as content as a Guernsey cow. How it goes. I mean, stuff. I think stuff has to change from the board perspective. You know, do you want to win titles, or do you want to be content with a place where you're? Hey, we're in the top four. We're not that great. We're inconsistent. You know, hey, what the heck? I don't know. I think the board's got to be more than content with just pulling out, you know, fourth place or better finishes. That's That's just me. I think until the board changes its attitude, I think unless Mourinho wants to leave, he'll be there. He'll stay. If he wants, as long as we're in the top four, they'll be content. We're in the Champions League. We may not even get past the group stage, but hey, we made it to the Champions League. That's just my 2 pounds, 14 pence. I think we deserve better than that. We're one of the most revered clubs in the whole world. You know, the Manchester United. We're like the Yankees of football. We're huge, and we deserve better than just squeaking by with maybe a top fourth place. And if we're out of the top four, let's spend a couple of the money to try to get us in the top four. And if we're in the top four, we're just going to stay where we are. Good enough. We don't need to spend. We're top four. No, you need to continuously spend to stay in the top four and to compete. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And just remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.